Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to day 10 of February 2023. This is the USA Network. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com, and on Fridays, Wayne Allyn Root, the host with the most, allows yours truly the first hour to warm you up, get you all fired up and ready to rock and roll. Wayne will take over in exactly 60 minutes. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. When he's not pushing the buttons, he's probably whooping up a batch of hot wings and guacamole and chips and all that stuff, getting all fired up for his giant Super Bowl. Oh, I can't say that. Giant big game party on Sunday. So I know a few days have passed, and I know you're maybe sick and tired of talking about the State of the Union address. But I got to play a few cuts from the president. But before I do that, just a quick 30,000-foot view of the speech. Not only did it seem combative and angry from the beginning, like an angry old man that is wrestling with his mortality, trying to show his family or his friends that he's worthy of their respect and or their praise, it's almost a desperate was the feeling that I got from the speech on Tuesday night. And what always bothers me about these big picture events or speeches by these politicians is that there's always a portion of the public that just takes it hook, line, and sinker. Everything that they say, every gesture, every phrase, a number of Americans just swallow it for what it is. He could tell you the sky is bright orange and the grass beneath your feet is polka dots. And there are people out in this country, and around the world for that matter, he'll buy it. Believe it. Oh, he's got to be telling the truth. It's the president of the United States. Why would he lie? Well, this president lies. Just like most politicians fabricate, embellish, rearrange language to make it seem as though what they're doing is worthwhile. Make it seem like what they have failed at is actually an accomplishment. Let's start with the president talking about the current unemployment numbers.
I know a lot of you always kid me for always quoting my dad, but my dad used to say, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. He really would say this. It's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it. Well, folks, so let's look at the results. We're not finished yet by any stretch of the imagination, but unemployment rate is at 3.4%, a 50-year low. A near record unemployment. Near record unemployment for black and Hispanic workers. We've already created, with your help, 800,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs, the fastest growth in 40 years.
So let me just jump in. First of all, people have stopped looking for a job. People have given up under this president. So when they give up, they're no longer counted in those unemployment numbers. So that is a inflated or deflated number that he's giving you. The second part of that, which is why I let it play a little bit longer, is the idea that he somehow, his administration, helped create 800,000 new manufacturing jobs. People, many people, lost their jobs, lost their vocation under this giant ruse of a pandemic, a COVID, that was supposed to kill 10% of the population. They shut the government down, and people lost their jobs. People lost their businesses. They lost everything, some folks. So when Donald Trump gets voted out of office, hypothetically, and Joe Biden becomes the new president, and the COVID restrictions or people get the chance to go back to work and reopen their businesses, of course there's going to be an increase, an explosion of jobs. That's not a result of his policies or what he's done. It's a result of us opening up the economy again. So once again, manufacturing language to make yourself look better than you actually are. That takes us to the topic which has affected us all for the better part of 2 years, inflation.
Inflation has been a global problem because the pandemic disrupted our supply chains, and Putin's unfair and brutal war in Ukraine disrupted energy supplies as well as food supplies, blocking all that grain in Ukraine. But we're better positioned than any country on earth right now. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down. Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down. Not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months. Our take-home pay has gone up.
It's a complete disregard for the families out there who have been struggling for months, trying to decide what they're going to spend their hard-earned money on. We've talked about this before. I brought it up to you a number of different times. There are folks out there who actually put products back on the shelves because they can't justify spending that much for a jar of mayonnaise or a dozen eggs. It's been happening for the better part of a year and a half. And it's in part, sure, it's in part because of the war in Ukraine and some of the issues that he pointed out. But the blame for this, for me, the majority of the blame for inflation always goes back to the United States essentially out of thin air creating $6 trillion to give away as bribery payments for them staying home during this complete COVID debacle that has cost this country not only treasure, but has cost it a piece of its soul. And the kids that had to go through this, in particular the kids of school age, who will never get these years back, it has thrown this country back a generation. Yet somehow Joe Biden wants you to believe that under his watch, the inflation that his party created, now that it's coming down a tick or two, which it's still 6.5%, is still higher than it's been in almost 40 years. And the final topic featuring a little piece of audio is a pet peeve of mine. Now, most folks who are conservatives look on abortion as a horror show. Everything associated with it, it's an affront to your senses from start to finish. What I just can never seem to get over is the number of people who seemingly take joy in fighting for the right to kill a baby. Me and you may have a difference of opinion on this. Right, and I get it. I kind of understand it. I understand where you're coming from. Even the folks who want to try to stand on that shaky ground about a woman's right to control her own body. Okay, we can have that dialogue and that debate. What's stunning to me is the enthusiasm behind the pro-abortion people. How happy they seem when they're talking about abortion. How gleeful they come across when they talk about the slaughtering of unborn babies. Listen to the crowd when Joe Biden talks about abortion.
Congress must restore the right that was taken away in Roe v. Wade and protect Roe v. Wade.
Listen to that crowd. Listen to that crowd.
You have been one of the constant right. The Vice President and I are doing everything.
Listen to that.
Direct access to reproduction, health care. Yeah. And safeguard patient safety. But already, more than a dozen states are enforcing extreme abortion bans. Make no mistake about it. If Congress passes a national ban, I will veto it.
How do they live with themselves? Even if you believe that? How do you celebrate it? How do you look at yourself in the mirror and celebrate killing an unborn baby? I can never understand that. Never could understand that. And the final thought here before we got to take a break is when he finally got to immigration, I thought it was a joke. I thought I was watching like a Babylon Bee episode or something from a Saturday Night Live spoof when he actually addressed the people in that room and talked about illegal immigration as if somehow illegal immigration and the 5 million people who have migrated to this country under his watch, under his invite, how he could look at those folks in that room and with a straight face actually tell them that there needs to be something done about immigration. It's remarkable, these snake politicians who will say anything and do anything if they think it improves their position. This is a man who is fully in charge of 5 million plus illegal aliens coming across the southern border since he was sworn in January of 2021. The problem with all of this is every single person that's listening to me right now, all of you across the country, it's your fault. You're the ones who put these monsters in office. You're the ones who keep doing it. You know who you are. If you've decided or made that decision to vote against someone who has a sound mind and a plan and morals to put in monsters like Joe Biden and his cronies and his crew, it's your fault. You did it. He knows he's a snake. Anybody who filled in the bubble for that jackass bought his act of being old Uncle Joe, old kind Uncle Joe, hook, line, and sinker. I got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Network.
Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Alarouche. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, it's Wayne Alarouche for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Capital's the sponsor of this segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want, physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver, physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you. And get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, here we go. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name again is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, I get a chance to spend some time with you for the first hour, warming you all up for when Wayne gets here. Like I said, right after the top. The world economy is lurching towards an unprecedented confluence of economic, financial, and debt crises. Following all of this is this explosion of deficits, borrowing, and leverage. People are leveraged to the hilt. We now have more credit card debt than at any other time in the history of this country. So people are having trouble making ends meet, and they're relying on the plastic to get them to the next week. And that just keeps on piling up. The mountain of debt, household debt, mortgages, credit cards, auto loans, student loans. It's simply burying the average American. Just take a look at some of the public debt that's out there globally. Total private and public sector debt as a share of the gross domestic product rose from 200% in 1999 to 350% in 2021. The ratio is now 420% across advanced economies and 330% in China. In the U.S., it's 420%, which is higher than during the Great Depression and after World War II. Now, not all debt is bad. If borrowers invest in things like machinery, homes, public infrastructure that yields a higher return on what they're actually spending, then that kind of debt is okay. But that's not the kind of debt that we're getting. We're getting plastic debt. We're a nation of consumers. We buy crap over and over and over again. And you throw inflation into this mix, fed by the same ultra-loose fiscal monetary and credit policies that has ended or eroded the financial system, actually setting it up as almost a financial dawn of the dead. We are fast approaching that cliff. And now with central banks forced to increase interest rates in an effort to restore some sort of price stability, zombies, that's monetary zombies, like you, are experiencing sharp increases in their debt-to-service costs. Interest rates go up, your mortgage rates go up, your credit card rates go up, your income doesn't go up nearly as fast, and now your debt-to-service is crippling you. This is not advanced mathematics, advanced economics. It's simple, man. We've spent too much money in too short a period of time. We've reduced the buying power of that dollar bill. Inflation, again, still through the roof. 6.5% is still unacceptable. When it comes to the economics of this country, we have to wise up and we have to do it quickly. Otherwise, it just looks like we're going to be in big, big trouble. One other thing I just want to bring up. I've mentioned this before, but just in case you were curious on what you would have to do to destroy a democracy. You would have to divide a nation by their philosophy. That's pretty much been done. You'd have to format racial strife. I think we're well on the way for that. Cause distrust within the police departments across the country. You would need to swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally. You would engender the military in order to weaken it. You would overburden citizens with more unfair taxation. You would encourage civil rioting and discourage accountability for all crimes. You would control all ballots. And you would control the media. Those are words written over 70 years ago by a judge. And they still ring true to this day. Everything that judge wrote down is happening in front of your eyes in real time in the United States of America. You still have time to save it, but you have that. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. We'll come right back. Like I said, Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Network.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA News Update. The Pentagon says a high-altitude object that posed a threat to the U.S. was shot down today after it entered American airspace.
At the direction of the President of the United States, fighter aircraft successfully took down a high-altitude airborne object at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today.
Brigadier General Ryder said it was detected flying over Alaska at about 40,000 feet. It was taken down almost a week after a Chinese surveillance balloon was shot down over the U.S. The president is going to Poland later this month ahead of the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine. He'll also meet with Poland's president. Wall Street is closing mixed to end a volatile week. Investors continue to weigh quarterly earnings along recent commentary from Federal Reserve officials. Lyft shares tanked more than 30% on a disappointing fourth quarter report. Dave Collins, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Network, one of our favorite guests, Heritage Foundation, full-blown Colonel Stephen Bucci. Stephen, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me back on the show.
So, I guess it's going to be all about the balloons. So, let me ask you this. In a world dominated by satellites and advanced technology, why would China feel the need to float a balloon over American airspace? It just doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, maybe it does. You know, this thing has, you know, look, first, China is not our friend, all right? China is an adversary. China is constantly pushing the envelope, trying to see what it can get away with, what it can't. It's kind of like North Korea, but with a lot more actual ability and a lot more nuance. And not a heck of a lot more, you know, regret, remorse, willingness to play nicely with other people. So this thing, you know, it's not the highest tech way to do this, but apparently it's pretty darned effective. I mean, I hadn't thought about this kind of surveillance technique, but it appears either people didn't care or people thought it was benign because it was just a balloon. Except now, you know, when you actually open your eyes and look at it and go, okay, it's pretty high altitude, but not, you know, not out in space. It's hard to see. It's apparently almost invisible to radar because the surface of the balloon part is, you know, deflects the radar comeback. It diffuses it, so it's stealthy. The only part that really has a radar signature is the antenna array, the metal part that was hanging on it. So it didn't seem to show up on a lot of people's radar. I think that's one aspect that Congress needs to look into is, like, why can't we see this? And if we can't, what are we doing to plug that gap? And China shows itself again to have the most incredible chutzpah in the world, that they do this kind of thing, they get caught, and then they indignantly, you know, complain because we shot it down. There's a lot of stuff to unpack here, Lee, both with regard to America's response, with regard to China's intentions. There's just a lot of ground to cover.
NORAD can't pick this up. Either they're not telling us that they knew about it, or it seems like this slipped through our defenses relatively easily.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I would have thought this thing's as big as three buses. We should be able to see this and, you know it's there. It's not exactly hiding. But there was a comment made when they were doing the shoot down. And somebody said, well, why did they shoot the rocket at the antenna array? You would have thought they would have just shot it at the balloon proper so they wouldn't damage the antenna array so they could get it and inspect it and learn from it.
Right.
And one of the experts, who was an aviator, said, well, that missile works on radar. And the balloon itself is stealthy. So they had to shoot at the metal part, the radar part, to get the missile to hit it. Now, it destroyed the balloon, too. But the missile, you know, it would have, the balloon would have been invisible to the missile's radar. So I have to assume it was also relatively invisible to the ground radars that look up in the sky for threats. As we seemingly think, the first time anybody noticed this big three-bus-sized balloon is floating around was when some rancher in Montana looked up in the sky and said, golly, what's that big white thing up there?
Right.
and called the authorities. And then it became a news story, and I guess the White House then had to say, well, you know, we don't know if the White, that's the first time the White House knew about it, or, you know, were they doing it and say, well, the people won't see it, we'll just monitor it and do what we're going to do later and not make it a news issue. We don't know that yet.
Right.
Because the White House has been kind of untransparent with when exactly they knew this thing was there. And, you know, the president says they told him about it on Wednesday. Well, that was when it was over Montana. And it had already been in U.S. airspace for quite a while at that point.
Yeah. We have planes that can fly that high, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so why
wouldn't, like it was in outer space or anything.
Why wouldn't we just go shoot bullets at it?
I don't know that, to be honest with you. I would have thought, you know, we have pretty high caliber bullets on most of our fighter planes. You would have thought punching a bunch of holes in the balloon
right.
would have been enough to bring it down. That, I mean, that's something the Air Force may have wanted to use the F-22 because that's its most advanced fighter. There's a lot of that kind of junk that gets involved in the decision of what platform to use.
Gotcha.
And I don't know how much of that was there, or it might have been none of that, but that's what they used. And they used a radar-guided, you know, air-to-air missile to take it out.
I would assume, too, though, that the information that it was gathering was sent immediately back to China. It's not, I would think, it's not one of those situations where it has to return home so that you can get all the information, right?
I don't think it was just like a camera up there and they had to retrieve the film.
Right.
No, I doubt it. I'm guessing, like you, it had some sort of, because somebody was steering it, too. So it's got to have some sort of, you know, radio link of some sort to both send back the stuff. And we can do that. You know, our Predator drones, when they flew in Afghanistan and Iraq, could send video feeds right back to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Whatever information they wanted, they got. So the Trump administration officials say that neither they or the Trump administration was informed of spy balloons flying over the U.S. from 2017 to 2020. Is there any evidence that military leaders and General Milley, who has admitted telling Chinese that he would inform them of Trump's military decisions in 2020, did he keep that a secret from the president?
You know, it's interesting to me because the director of national intelligence, you know, Director Grinnell under Trump, has said there were no balloons during our time. That was never reported. Now we get, frankly, from one source speaking to one reporter, oh, yeah, that they were there, but we didn't pass that information on. Well, frankly, if somebody said that, that person needs to be hunted down and prosecuted because nobody below that level has that kind of authority to say, the director of national intelligence, the president don't deserve to have this info. There's something screwy going on. Either somebody's just blowing smoke and lying, or somebody is, there were shenanigans going on during the Trump administration that frankly put America at risk, and somebody should pay a price for that. But right now, you know, it does not appear that I know what the purpose of that story breaking was, to show that, oh, well, Trump did the same thing and he hid it from people. Well, no, President Trump nor his director of national intelligence had any knowledge that any of this happened. And right now we have zero evidence that any of it did happen prior to the Biden administration. There was a story this morning that said, well, there was a balloon, you know, at some place in American airspace right after President Biden came into office. So it was still kind of on the Trump administration, docket. Well, no, not if the presidents have changed. It's now President Biden's administration, not President Trump's, especially considering they were, you know, impeaching President Trump at that point. It's just, this stuff is, you can't make it up. It's just crazy.
So as we're speaking, I'm getting an avalanche of social media questions. And the most prevalent one is, does the colonel think that there is a potential for a dust-up between the United States and China because of this?
You know, I don't see that this greatly raises the possibility that we're going to start shooting. You know, China and us are going to start shooting at one another. It's a possibility. You know, China, there's this big thing of face. And if China feels they have been sufficiently embarrassed by this incident, they may try and pull something to, you know, gain credibility and you know, sort of predominance over us in the press space.
Right.
That might end up getting somebody hurt. I hope not. You know, for China to sit there and go, you know, America overreacted. They shouldn't have done anything like this. Well, I'm sorry. This was an active, steered spying platform, you know, regardless of them saying, oh, it's just a weather thing. Well, weather balloons don't get steered over all the military bases in America.
Right.
You know, that's kind of a really weak disclaimer. And so China's embarrassed. I hope that President Xi doesn't do something stupid. I hope he's smarter than that. But you know, this was clearly an effort to push the envelope, to test this administration, and to see how they were going to react. And they reacted pretty lamely.
Stephen, I got to take a quick break. We want to hold you over one more segment. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, a quick timeout. Keep it here on the USA Network.
Wayne Allyn Root, it's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH Nevada Corporate Headquarters is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow.
Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers.
Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers.
This blowout sale of the year won't last.
So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer.
That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer.
Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. Final segment before we turn it back over to Wayne Allen Root. Stephen Bucci is with us. And I have a quick question for you because I think this is important. You've worked in a bunch of think tanks, and a lot of time these think tanks, you just sit around, in particular military think tanks, sit around and try to figure out ways that wars would start and how they would move from point A to point B. I'm sure you have sat down in some room in Washington somewhere and tried to figure out how a China-United States conflict would begin and then unfold. Can you explain it to us?
The two most likely scenarios, Lee, is one is obvious. It's if China attacks Taiwan, and we have agreements with Taiwan that we would support them and help them in that eventuality. That's probably the most likely because that's already laid out on the table. You know, China says they want Taiwan back. They're constantly, you know, practicing exercises that would help their ability to do that. The other one is with regard to China's, what China says are their territorial waters and airspace versus what the world believes are China's territorial waters and airspace. And we regularly test those. They're called freedom of navigation exercises, where we sail into these disputed waters to show them that we don't recognize their illegal claims that are outside the normal realm of international law, and we're going to sail through those waters whether they like it or not. Well, China always complains. They stomp their feet. They, you know, they get mad and they shake their fists. They could at some point when we're doing one of those exercises, somebody will miscalculate, maybe the captain of the ship himself, maybe the leaders in Beijing, and they attack an American vessel, people die, and then, you know, we start, you know, a real live shooting match. And I hope that doesn't happen. I don't think America should stop doing those exercises. I think they're very important at keeping China in the box at least a little bit. And, you know, we just need to be very wise, very cautious. We should not be afraid. And I'll point out as evidence of it, how many times has Vladimir Putin said since Ukraine started, if you do this, if you send this kind of equipment, that's going to trigger a nuclear war.
Right.
And we find out, you know, his word is about as good as his judgment. And he hasn't done anything. I'm not advocating cavalier, just go hell-bent for leather wherever we want, you know, darn the consequences. But we do need to not be frightened by totalitarian bullies. We need to recognize them for what they are and make good, calculated decisions as to, you know, whether we back down or not. It is not wise to back down from bullies because that doesn't placate them. It just makes them hungrier.
In your scenarios, where does it play out? Does it play out mostly on the seas? It's not like we're going to invade China, nor they would invade us. It would seem to me it'd be mostly a naval battle or one that would be fought through, let's say, cyber espionage, power grids being knocked down. Were those part of the scenarios?
Oh, yeah. We exercise that kind of stuff all the time. And I think your analysis is correct. You know, nobody's going to invade the China's landmass. China does not have a capability to come here and invade. There's been several novels written of China, you know, taking over Hawaii. That's the only piece of American territory they could ever even dream of reaching with the capacity they have. And if they try that, they'd make themselves very vulnerable at sea for us to go and take them all out. So it's gonna, if we have a shooting match, it's gonna be at sea, clearly cyber components because, China does, you know, have a very good capacity with that and so do we. So it would be sea augmented by long range air for us, short range air for them because they're, you know, it's close to their shores.
Right.
And a lot of cyber things as well. Whether they would go after our cyber infrastructure or banking, that sort of stuff, or would they just go after military targets with cyber, I would lean towards the latter, not because I'm Pollyanna, but because China understands they're probably more vulnerable to that sort of attack than we are. China is known as the biggest hacker in the world. Mm. It's also known as the most hacked country in the world because most of their stuff is all stolen, unpatched software. You know, they're not what their high-end offensive guys are using. That's pretty good. But what they use to run their businesses and everything else is mostly software they've stolen from other people. So it hasn't been patched in years. It's got all sorts of Swiss cheese holes in it. And our attackers can get through it literally like a knife through butter.
His name is Colonel Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Colonel, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it very much. We got to run. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.